And welcome to Jetstream, the podcast from Wellington College International. My name's Chris Wolfe. I'm the Senior International Director. It is a great pleasure today to welcome Jesse and Harry to Jetstream, who are going to talk to me a little bit about their experiences of the peer mentoring program. Good evening, Jesse. Good evening, Harry.
Evening.
Thank you so much for finding time to chat to me today. I understand you're both busy. Jesse has to pop out in a moment to join a society. I'd like to hear a bit more about that as well in a second. But for now, guys, can you just introduce yourselves? Tell us a bit about what you enjoy most about Wellington College, your houses, that type of thing. Jesse, why don't we start with you?
Hey, I'm Jesse Banzulu. I'm in Upper Six Murray, and the subjects I study is geography, business and politics. And one thing I'd say, well, two things I'd say I enjoy about the college is the sports. Like, you can do so many sports, and I personally love basketball, so I can enjoy that here because of the great basketball facilities here, and also the academics, the great amount of help you get from teachers, as well as the real collaboration and praise that your teachers can give you. So that's my two favourite things.
That sounds really positive. Thanks, Jesse. Harry, what about you?
Yeah, hi. So my name's Harry. I'm in the Upper Sixth here and I'm in the Sandy. So I live with about 60 other boys. And I'm in a geography class with Jesse. So I do geography, I do physics and maths at A level. And I'd say if I had to say one thing I really love about Wellington, I quite like all the different things you can get involved in. And so I'm quite into my STEM. I do maths and physics. So I like doing the sort of engineering extracurriculars. Like we did Green Power Racing where we built this car and we take it to races. And that's really fun, but I also quite like my music. And so I love that I can go from doing green power and building race cars to going and playing in the jazz band, really. So yeah, I love sort of all the different things you can sort of do, even if you wouldn't necessarily otherwise.
Fantastic. It sounds like between you, you capture all of the things that's fantastic about Wellington College. That's really nice to hear. And then here, mentoring. Perhaps you can just tell me how you heard about it, why you wanted to do it, and what it involves. Jesse, why don't you kick off?
Yeah, so I remember an Upper Six assembly that happened in November last year, and it was Mr. Wilson introducing this prospect, and he was basically exploring how we, like Upper Six, can be peer mentors to third form in Wellington College, Bangkok, if that's the correct school.
Otherwise you've been talking to the wrong people for the last few months.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm expecting.
So he introduced it to us, and the reason why I wanted to join is because I just love, you know, I guess volunteering for courses I love, and I do like to collaborate with young people, which is why, you know, I'm a third form prefect at my house, so I feel like that kind of helped, that would have helped me, you know, speak to younger people. I just love to be involved in the development of young people, so that's why I wanted to join the program.
Superb. Harry, what about you?
Yeah, so I was in the same assembly as Jesse where it was sort of announced and put forward to us. And I'd say I was really interested to get involved because we discuss the international schools quite a lot and we hear about them quite a lot. So we were at school for the opening of Wellington International in Pune. And, you know, hearing about it and hearing about different schools, when the opportunity came up to actually, you know, meet some kids from the other schools and to be able to, you know, talk to them, see what their school's like and how's it different from Crowthorne, I thought that was a really interesting opportunity to sort of meet some other people in the community we don't really see a whole load of week to week. And also, of course, similar to Jesse, I thought as an Upper Sixth, because I think they don't have Upper Sixth at the moment at Wellington Bangkok. I thought it was a cool opportunity to maybe share some experience, help them with their GCSE choices, stuff like that, because they're, you know, some big decisions, so it's helpful to have some help.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I'm interested in what you said about you hear quite a lot about the other international schools, and we have six in China, one in Bangkok, as you know, one in India, in Pune, Jakarta opening next year. What do you hear about them? What sort of context do people talk about them?
Well, go on, Jesse.
you hear them mostly in assembly and like probably like website news, but you probably just hear about their grand opening. And I guess for the Pune one, we heard about, like, we saw what it looked like in the grand opening. I remember we had an assembly last year about, like, the different international schools and what they looked like, which was really interesting because they look completely different. Apart from, like, the ones, and there was one in China, I think it was Shanghai, that's the correct one. It looked exactly like Wellington. It was so cool, but, yeah.
Yeah, so the idea of the look of them is that they draw from the inspiration of Wellington College, but they look, sort of what looks right for a school in Bangkok will look like different from a school in Pune and different from a school in Shanghai or Tianjin. But they're all sort of, they take from the spirit of Wellington College in Crowthorne, where you guys are. Interesting. So thank you for sharing that. So I'm just curious about the mentoring sessions themselves. You talked a little bit, Harry, about what you might have chatted through with the third formers in Bangkok. Are there other things that you can share? I wouldn't wish to breach your confidentiality. But what sort of other things would you chat to someone about on the other side of the world who happens to go to the same school as you?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. We sort of, your first session or two sort of spent getting to know them and hearing about how their school is similar, but maybe different to ours, even though, yeah, they are technically the same. And I think some of the stuff we talked about was just about what's, the similarities and differences. So house competitions, what sort of stuff do we do at school? So they had their school play at the same time we had ours. And so it was quite interesting because I had a few of the boys who were involved in that. So it's interesting to hear how it's similar. Their house system, they've got a few of the same houses. That was quite interesting to talk about. And yeah, as well as that sort of getting to know them, there was a bit of subject to chat. So they were choosing their GCSEs. At the time we were sort of mentoring them. And so it was walking them through the process of, these are the upsides to these subjects. They've also got some different subjects, I think. So there's like business and politics, which we only do at A-level and ID. So it's interesting to talk to them about those and, yeah, help them out with their choices.
Fantastic. What about you, Jesse? Did you talk about similar stuff, different things?
Yes. Well, of course, especially the extracurricular. So at least in my sessions, we talked a lot about what sport we did, the facilities that they had, like swimming, the athletics, basketball, even football, and also like sports like volleyball. And I also asked them like a few questions about like Thailand, and just like how is the country, like from their perspective, how they view it and stuff like that. And just like also just helping them with their GCSE choices, helping them understand what choices they're making, giving them advice. So I gave one advice on how they should think about the future in terms of, understanding the impacts this has long term, and just like giving them advice on specific subjects. So one of my students wanted to do computer science, which I did at GCSE, and I just gave him advice on like my personal experience with computer science, which really helped him. And so stuff like that, just giving them advice and also talking about what we share in common really helped. Stuff like gym as well.
Superb. That sounds like really, really positive conversations, and I'm sure the guys in Bangkok really benefited from it. What about you guys, though? How do you think you benefited from it? What sort of skills will you have developed by having those conversations with people who you didn't really know, but you had to build that relationship so you could get to the point of having a decent conversation with them? What did you get out of it? Harry, why don't you kick off this one?
Yeah, sure. So I'd say, of course, there's sort of the skills you get from meeting new people and conversing. And I think that was a really great experience. I'd say a lot of what I felt I got out of it was sort of connecting with the community in a different way to how we normally would. Because I've had friends who've gone out to some of the international schools and done gap years and stuff like that. And, you hear great things. And I got quite a lot out of seeing how our community is different in different countries. And of course, also just sort of helping them through their choices and stuff. I feel that almost has built mentoring skills, which, was enjoyable, I'd say, and definitely helpful both ways.
Superb. Thank you. Jesse, do you have anything to share on that one?
Yeah, I guess for me, confidence and patience. Confidence in the sense of you need to be able to have a certain level of confidence to be able to, give advice and speak to young people, especially like two or three in a room, and also just like, be there and just kind of, be there for them when they need that help. And also patience, because you're dealing with young children, which can be hard at times, although it's a blessing, but, patience to like, just let them talk out what they want to say, but then also like patience in helping them, being patient with them, understanding, and any technological differences, which I had. So you just have to like be patient in that. And that, that helped me, this peer mentoring process helped me, gain my confidence to be able to speak to people and to also like mentor people as well, but then also, being patient with young people as well.
Superb. No, it sounds like you're both very articulate, young people already. So it's good to hear that is continuing to develop. So then my final question, what's next for you guys? You're coming towards, the end of your upper sixth. What does the future hold for you? Jesse, what about starting off?
Yeah, so I'm going to Loughborough University after this summer to study geography. And yeah, I'm just going to continue my passions there, I guess. So that's what's for me.
Fantastic. That sounds very exciting indeed. Harry, what about you?
Yeah, so the exam's starting to come up soon now. So me and Jesse start mocks, I think it's next Tuesday. And so we're definitely starting that process of thinking about what's next. But I'm hoping to go on to university next year to study engineering, hopefully.
Very good. Do you have offers starting to come through, or are they coming up?
Yes. Shortly? So ideally I'd go to Durham. That would be my number one. But yeah, I've just got to hit the maths grade, which is a challenge, but we'll see.
Very good. Words of encouragement from Jesse. That sounds like excellent peer mentoring. That's exactly what you need. Guys, you've been amazing. Thank you. I'm conscious you're really busy. You've got maths to work on. Jesse, you're heading off to a society. Where are you headed?
Yeah, I'm going to Open Door, which is the Christian Society. So I'm going to the library, and we're just going to have a Bible study today. So really cool.
Superb. Well, thank you so much for finding time to talk to me. And your insights in the peer mentoring program sounds really, really positive. So thank you very much indeed for your time, guys. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.